Well, actually, it's good morning, and it is a rainy morning here in Tennessee. And today I am kind of starting the show without Dave. Sometimes he'll join us and sometimes not. We do this and sometimes we see benefits from it and sometimes not. And so we both sometimes need a break, and I think Dave needs a break right now. So you will be left with me, and it is what it is. But I feel like God is telling me to keep on going with it. No matter how many listeners we have, whether we have one, which sometimes is myself or Dave, or 300, or what, maybe a lot of times the show is for God to talk to us. So I'm just going to be obedient to the word and just keep on going. So today I am, and we're going to be actually doing what, I don't know, something's going on strange with the program, but I'm going to keep on going and hopefully everything will work out. It'll probably be a short program anyway. But anyway, I'm just going to be talking about soaking in God's presence. It is not a new phenomenon. A lot of people do it. And what that is they quietly listen or pray to hear God's voice, and they wait with expectation. And a lot of times they use music, and a lot of times this music is spontaneous. The musicians a lot of times do spontaneous worship music, and they really just get into the presence of God and just think about His presence, and it's very refreshing. To me, it's life altering. The first time I went to a service that had soaking music was at a church called Grace in Franklin, Tennessee. In the early morning, they have a soaking service where there are musicians there who play from their heart, very spontaneous worship. And you just listen and allow the presence of God to come into your spirit, allow you to have that interaction and precious time with God. It is very calming. It is refreshing. It is great to see what the Lord does with you. In that time, I've gotten words and answers, and I feel like God has poured into me in some of my soaking time. I have done it in a group setting, and I have soaked also in just with me and the Lord in a private setting. So you can do both. You also can have soaking prayer, whether that be with music or whatever. But it's really about the expectation of communication with God. It's experiencing an intimacy with God. Intimacy, I'm sorry. And really, intimacy is really, I think I heard somebody say, it's into me. So you're going into yourself with God and enjoying that time. Sometimes it can just be your silent cry out to God that I need you and I need this time with you. And it just allows you to be quiet, to hear God, to commune with Him in a setting that has good, quiet music, and it's you seeking His face. I know David said, "Your face, Lord, will I seek," in Psalm 27:8. And that is really what soaking music is about, or soaking, I like to say soaking in His glory, receiving that glory, just allowing that. To me, it can be a healing time with you when you are allowing Him to heal your mind, your body, and your spirit, and you're just there. Another scripture says, "Ask for the one who waits for Him." The Amplified Version says, "God who works and shows Himself active on behalf of him who earnestly waits for him." In other words, God is waiting on us to wait on Him. So it's like you're waiting expectantly. Lord, I reserve this time just to be in your presence, just to allow you to do that. I know that, you know, in the story where, you know, the sisters, their brother had died, Lazarus, and it was one sister who was all busy and doing all of these things, and it was one sister, Mary, who just sat at God's feet and listened. So this is one of those times where you are really just sitting at the feet of God, waiting expectantly and waiting on that intimacy with him. And I'll just, the story of Mary sitting at God's feet. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner. She was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details." And, you know, sometimes I think that we do the same thing, and not in the sense of we just are worried about everything. We are fast paced, we are moving, got to do this, got to do that, got to do that. If you have children, you're racing. If you have a job, if you have so many activities that you're doing, that you don't take the time, like Martha, just to sit at the feet of God, to soak in his presence, to expectantly wait on him, to develop this time for an intimacy, saying, "God, into me, see me, God, hear me. Let's have this time together." So really today what we're going to do is actually do that. We'll spend some time in the practice of soaking. With soaking, for me, it just, you can soak quietly. You know, you can say your prayer. You can sit quietly if you need things. Sometimes I have some candles burning. I like to soak with soaking music. And two of the artists, there are plenty of artists. You can go on YouTube and find them. There's plenty of things. You can look up soaking music, and it will be there. But two of the artists that I really enjoy are the Rivieras, and Albert and Kimberly Riviera. And so I just kind of want to introduce you to them. So we'll spend some time listening to them. And while you're listening, I would encourage you to soak. And with soaking, what you do is that you can sit, you can lay out on the floor prostrate if that's what you want to do. You can lay down on the couch, whatever is comfortable for you, because I invite you to spend this time just like I am as this music plays, is to soak in the presence of the Lord. You know, so I want you to take some deep breaths as I am. We are going to, I want you to get in a comfortable position, find a comfortable spot in your home, kind of decrease any external stimuli. If you have to go in your room or whatever, do that. And we're going to listen to Albert and Kimberly Riviera. Just close your eyes and enjoy, and we'll spend a few minutes just soaking in the presence. So we're actually doing what we're talking about today. Thank you.
Thank you. great. I hope that you took those few minutes to soak in the presence of God. As this is a short program today, one of the first programs in a while that I've done by myself. And so I just wanted to invite you today to soak in the presence and the goodness of God. And to soak, you can also soak in prayer. And I offer up this prayer for us. Father God, we need your presence today. We need to soak in the goodness and the glory of you, God. And we wait expectantly for your presence. We invite you in, Lord, and always, at all times, every second, to be with us, to move through us. We are a part of you and you are a part of us. Lord, that we would see you internally as a part. We're made up of you. Sometimes I feel like, Lord, we see something outside of us. But we are such a part of you, and you are such a part of us. Let us feel that today. Let us be your children. Let us be your light. Let us feel the glory, your glory, Lord. Let us sit in your glory today, and let that glory purify us of wrong thoughts, wrong deeds, wrong words, and wrong actions. Let us be you, the representatives of you on the earth realm. So clear our minds, clear our thoughts, purify our hearts, our actions, and our minds. Help us to know who we really are, your children, your light, your salt on the earth now. Let us remember who we really are and act accordingly. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are with us. And as Alberta and his wife says, we are fully yours, fully. Earth is the Lord's and the fullness of thereof. We are the full beings and represent you. So we thank you for that. Amen. And so it is. As we lead out on the program, I am going to lift up the volume. I invite you to continue soaking in the presence, soaking in glory, and to use that as a practice, something you do often. It is great when you are between a rock and a hard place and you really don't know what to do. I soak. I prostrate on the floor and soak in the presence of God and answers come. You know, and sometimes just to refresh my soul, sometimes we just get empty with the, you know, with all that goes on in life. Sometimes you can just reach a place where you are empty. Your vessel is empty, and you need to be refilled, refueled. So soaking in the presence allows you to refuel yourself. It allows God to refuel. He fills you with his glory in the Holy Spirit. So though I'm ending the program a little earlier than usual, I invite you to continue on and soak in the presence of God, whether it be with music or in a quiet setting. One of the ministries that Dave and I have is called Selah Ministries. And Selah means pause. And one of the things that I feel the Lord has called me to is to encourage people to take a pause and let him refresh and refill you. And this is one of the ways that I take a pause, by soaking in his presence. So I invite you to do the same. I invite you to stay in this realm with the Lord, to invite him into your heart. You know, we do that, we'll say that when we, you know, become Christians, invite the Lord in the heart. But the Lord is already there. He's already been there. You may not have been aware. It's really for us to become aware of him in our heart. This is a time of refreshing to know that the Lord is with you always. He never leaves you or deserts you because he's a part of you and you're a part of him. How could he?
we just don't remember, and we just sometimes don't know that. So I am going to increase the volume and invite you to continue soaking today and have a very beautiful day. Though the sun may not be shining, you will be after you spend this time with the Lord. Be blessed. See you next time. Thank you.